Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. Thankful that you've chosen to join us today. Spend some time thinking about who Jesus is, meditating on his word, and some time in prayer. We are in John chapter 16 today, looking at verses 4 through 15. And I'm going to just read much of these verses because I think it's just helpful and good for us. And so this is during Jesus's farewell address, if you will, to his disciples. And he says this beginning in verse 4, "But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you." He says this then, "I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I did not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you." So Jesus says something, frankly, that sounds insane. He says, hey, if I stay here with you, it's not going to be as good as if I than if I were to go away. And logically, that seems to be a contradictory statement. We would think and we would assume that Jesus standing right next to us would be far better than Jesus not standing next to us. I think we've probably ideated about, hey, if I had a certain situation going on in my life and I could just ask Jesus, hey, what should I do? That would be a benefit to us. But Jesus says, no, it's actually better if I go away. And we ask then, well, how can that be? Well, he says, if I were to stay, I wouldn't send the Helper to you. And when he says Helper, he's referring to the Holy Spirit. But if I go, and he's going to go, I will send the Helper, and he will be with you. And so then we have to ask, okay, well, how is having the Helper better than having Jesus? And so the Helper dwells within us. And in verse 8, Jesus gives us what it is, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, what it is he does in us. Verse 8, "And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment." Okay, so the Holy Spirit works in us to convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And then jump down to verse 12, he says this, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." All right, so then we have to ask, well, what do we do with this? How do we respond to this? How do we navigate this? I think the devotional content is just super good. So just a shout out to our writing team and just the fantastic job that they do in writing this and in working through it. And so a couple of things. Number one, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin. When was the last time you prayed, "Lord, convict me of sin"? That's a dangerous prayer, isn't it? I mean, it's an uncomfortable prayer. And yet, Jesus says that it's good for us, that it's better that the Holy Spirit is with us, convicting us of sin and of righteousness. And so I think we do need to truly ask, like, Lord, would you work in me a conviction for that which is sinful so that I can confess that sin, repent of that sin, that is to turn away from it, and really submit myself to your Lordship, Jesus. And so then in the Pray It Up section, and then in the Live It Out section, there's some really helpful, I think, next steps for us. Verse 8 tells us that the Helper will convict us of that sin, righteousness, and judgment. And so we should then, in prayer today, ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate any areas of sin that might be brought before the Father, confess those sins, confess how we've sinned against others or against God, and then pray for our heart to be still so that we can discern really the voice of the Spirit working in us throughout the day when we have those decisions come up. And we might think, man, it'd be better if I could just ask Jesus. Well, we have the Holy Spirit of God within us, and we can lean on him to give us discernment and wisdom. And then lastly, in this Live It Out section, it talks about journaling times when you have heard the Holy Spirit really prompting you or encouraging you or maybe convicting you. And in that, just being thankful for the gift that Jesus has given us in sending us the Helper. So to that end, let's go ahead and spend some time in prayer. And then I do want to say thanks again for joining us here on the Drivecast. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's pray. Father, thank you that your plan was to rescue us and save us through Christ, your Son. Jesus, thank you for living perfectly in our place and taking upon yourself the wrath of God against sin that I deserved. And then Jesus, for you to be willing to submit yourself to that and then sending the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to dwell within us. And Holy Spirit, thank you for how you convict us of sin and righteousness and judgment. And we ask that you would examine our hearts, examine our minds, examine our actions, and reveal to us areas that we have sinned against the Lord or against others, and give to us a heart of confession, repentance, and thanksgiving that you forgive us, Jesus, that you do not hold our sins against us, that you have washed us clean, that you've made us into new creations, that we no longer have to live in the guilt, the shame, the pain, the agony of our sin, but we can live in the new life, Jesus, that you've given us. And so we say thank you. Convict us of our sin. Help us give that to you. Help us confess it and then live in the freedom, Jesus, that you offer us. We love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.